Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You. Not only does the show go fast, but the breaks go fast, too. So we're back here, the seven-year anniversary show, and we have a wonderful complement of guests and hosts and Project Independence staff. We've got Otto Loos and Ann Hirsch and Paula Yule, Kimberly Corcoran-Galante, Christina Liu, and, of course, the fabulous Victoria, our engineer.
Fabulous engineer.
She graduated and she thought that they'd let her go so that she didn't have to do this, and we refused to let her go. So she's kind of glued to the seat, and all the wonderful staff here at WCPW.
And if anybody's out there that needs a really good person in the broadcasting area,
yes,
that's right. We all give her a verbal on-air recommendation.
Exactly. Absolutely. You have all of us as a reference. So
yes. Thank you.
And I also just want to say about Victoria, you know, I mean, we've had all of our engineers are obviously very wonderful, but Victoria she's been just wonderful with our guests and our co-hosts, you know, and. Yeah. You know, and I'm running around, you know, Victoria, too, will, you know, just kind of talk to, like, the guests, which is really great. So thank you, Victoria,
she's
for that.
She's engaged in what she's doing.
Absolutely.
As opposed to just drifting through.
Right. Absolutely.
You know what it is, too, is there's a real energy to this program. You know, it's like you come in and you're talking and then, you know, you look forward to the next show or listening to the next show or the guests. But, you know, Christina, you really kind of bring that energy. It's like you make it easy for everybody
to do. Is that as you're looking at all like the desserts and the balloons like in front of you?
I didn't even notice that. I swear I didn't notice those.
I brought people to keep coming back.
It had nothing to do with the vanilla frosting cupcakes, I promise.
The only problem is we just have to look at it because you can't talk and eat.
I know. I'm just tempting everyone.
Because smelling it's kind of tempting too. So
No, it's true though, because you do, and like I said, I mean, I really look forward to this every Friday, and I leave here and you just feel invigorated and happy, you know, because you know, we've been very lucky, obviously. You know, all the guests that we have on have been really, really wonderful. And, you know, you walk away just feeling good and that you've made, like, a difference, you know, that you're spreading the word. And it's definitely a wonderful feeling.
Right. Now, just clarify for me, we have Victoria now as an engineer on the program. Did you have someone named Peter who's in IT over at Post? Do you remember Peter?
I don't. We had a Peter.
Yeah.
We've had so many.
I met him recently, and he said, I think he used to do something similar to what Victoria, you know.
Yeah, he was involved with the organization.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to Peter.
Let's hear it to Peter. That's
shout
right.
Out to Peter, right.
And he's still here on campus, but he's over in IT.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, there you go.
So talking about the energy of this program, in about a half an hour, we're going to have Supervisor Judy Bosworth come in and talk a lot. She's got a lot of things she wants to talk about the town, and she's got a whole list that we're looking at now. And what I've kind of noticed over the years from when the supervisor was on the first time, and we all have nerves, you know, it's just a natural thing.
Please,
and
you don't know how nervous I was the first time I ever had to go on air. It was like the most stressful thing of my life.
But she is such a natural, and what I really like about when the supervisor is on is she seems to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, she's really, she has a nice radio voice, and she is engaging and talkative, and, you know, has so much knowledge.
And you know what it is too, and you know, because John and I always talk about what also comes across on the radio, especially with the supervisor, is the passion behind things.
Yeah.
You know, so it's these great initiatives are wonderful, and you know, any other person could just read, oh yeah, blah blah blah. But you know, you could really see she's invested in these programs. And we laugh because in North Hempstead, I mean, they really cover all of their bases. You know, we have things for the seniors, the kids, and then the animals. I mean, every time turn around, there's like a new like program. You know, we left like the ferrets, and I mean, everyone's really being taken care of, and like the environment as a whole. I mean, she's really taking care of the whole thing, and I think that that's what's so nice is that you hear the passion behind her voice.
She's like
talking about those things.
A natural advocate.
Yeah. I was involved with the first time she was on, and I remember we got a. a sheet that sort of said, this is it, you know, this is what you're going to talk about. And I'm saying to myself, I don't like this, you know. Mm-hmm. This is what we're going to talk about.
I don't rip that sheet, right?
Like, this is a stage deal, and we're going to have to just talk right. about that. Well, in the, after the first 1 minute, yeah. I realized that that was strictly a guide.
Right.
And we could talk about whatever we wanted to mm-hmm. talk about without any, yeah. there was no motivation here to just get her message only across. Right. She was listening to the conversation, talking, chatting, whatever. So it was very positive and has been. I've had the good fortune of being on with her now
yeah,
a few times, quite a few actually. And great person. We're all fortunate.
Yeah, so we're looking forward yes. to another great segment
That'll
later on
fun.
In the show.
Get a lot of good information.
Rebecca, do you mind, since we have the upper echelons of the Department of Services for the Aging and Community Services, that we review some of the high points of what Project
sure.
Independence programs and services involve?
Sure. So, and you're referring to a list, I believe, of the programs and services that are out there. Why don't you take a look at that list and tell me what you want to hear most about? What do you think our listeners would be most interested in hearing? I mean, because there's community social work, community nursing, transportation. We have, you know, home maintenance program. We have
grandparenting respite program. We have nutrition programs. We have community education.
Caregiver programs.
Caregiver
we have
programs.
Health chats. And
I'd like to hear it all. I mean, come on. Give me an overview of whatever you feel you would like.
Like transportation, I think, is the number one thing that comes up all the time. So let's skip transportation and assume that you know,
okay.
that's
yes,
the big one, all right?
I think you're going somewhere else.
It's a big
right.
one. Let's hear
right.
about it.
Right.
But that's the big one.
Right.
But let's skip that for the second and go down to 2, 3, 4, like
right.
number.
Right.
What are the other
well,
main services that you think are provided?
I would say that, you know, we started out right at the beginning looking at what were the unmet needs of seniors. That was one question. The other question is really bringing in the seniors to understand better what they needed, and then how do we provide this, and how do we really improve people's quality of life, because they wanted to stay in North Hempstead, they wanted to stay in their homes with the best quality of life as long as possible. So we had a very basic mission, but a very big job. So to me, I happen to oversee the nursing and social work and the human service, and any of these other programs on the list are really my responsibility then with our team. And really what we had to do was go in and say, what do you need to age in place? What are the real things you need? Do you need help in your home? Do you need help paying your bills? Can you get to the food store? Of course, it said transportation. Can you get to your doctors? Are you socially isolated? Are you depressed? Have you had issues in your life that you could use some services?
Yeah, I think it all goes really back to the social workers and the nurses'
yeah,
initial assessment.
Really the heart and soul.
Right, out of everything in Project yeah. Independence, those are the people that are really getting to the core of what each senior, you know, everyone's got different needs
They're the foot soldiers,
right.
if you will.
They really are,
there.
Because they're the ones really narrowing it down
soldiers.
To all these other programs.
And kind of the nice thing, too, is Christina was a foot soldier, I was a foot soldier. We all got to be out there in the community. And, you know, we started in one small region, and we built over the whole entire town. And now I'm guessing we have about 15,000 members. But, you know, we talk about 311 and the calls that come in. Project right. Independence has 42% of Town of North Hempstead phone calls that come in,
wow.
come right to our program. And really what it is you're, you know, we service a span of 40, 50 years of a person's life. So we have younger seniors who we bring in. It's neighbor helping neighbor. I know, Otto, you
that's
talked
what
about
we were
that a lot.
When we started,
that's
younger
exactly, that's exactly. Well, you're still a young senior,
yeah,
Otto. But that was really the premise. What do you need? How do we help you? We happen to live in a community that's resource rich. We're very, very lucky between healthcare and human services. But the question became, how do we access those services? How do we help people navigate those services? How do we not duplicate what's already out there. So the initial part was really community organization and building a program that was going to meet the needs of people to stay in their homes. And as I said, we subcontract with nursing and we subcontract with MSW social workers. They're all trained in geriatrics, working with older people. And on any given day, we have 30, 40 service requests coming directly into us that we look at, and it's kind of like air traffic control. This one should go here. This is here. Christina, I need you. I couldn't do my job without Christina. She's like, you know, she knows it. I'm like, oh, but you can see it right away.
I think an important concept, by the way, you said we provide earlier. And yeah. I think it's important that people understand you provide a lot of knowledge and the ability to facilitate and coordinate all these different
groups. You break it down.
You outreach.
It's very
and you form partners,
yes,
which I'm interested in because that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, people, I know Anne has a list here and Christina does talk of the town at the end, but I think Christina and I were sitting in my office yesterday and we were saying, oh my gosh, there is just so much going on right now, just in September. That we were like, how are we going to cover it? Flu shots start next week. We have a special Better Health Aging program. We have so many things going on. The exercise program, the individual groups we have, you know, we're looking for some coverage for our, we have a special men's group. We have a Blankets of Love group. We have caregiver rescue.
Yeah, now
groups.
There's two new groups. There's a positive aging group.
Right, and I didn't want to go into what you, but we have a brand new.
It's called
new
positive aging.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a
That's getting
group.
Started at CGM. But then we have games and Canessa and technology training. It's really, I can really just break it down to what do you need to be home and have the best quality of life.
And so, the important thing, too, to remember, too, with all of the programs that we do is that you can access them easily. So there's wonderful programs throughout Long Island, even outside of North Hempstead. I mean, I personally think Project Independence does have the most progressive programs, but you can access them with just that one call.
Right.
So all of these programs are successful, and all the research that we do and the funding that we get and the grants we write for and the agencies that come to us, how do you do this, as you know, based on that conference that we sat at Otto.
We've met with every town on Long Island over the last 10 years because they want to know how is this done. Because it's a service delivery model that really works.
But you also have integrated the medical field very well into putting the things that they want into action.
Right.
So that there's a nice balance here in that medical care has a very, very high priority in this program.
Yes.
And then actually following up on suggestions and making things available for people has been remarkable.
Right, and we really look, it sounds a little hokey, but we really look at the whole person. You know, if we go in, we've talked about this recently a lot, but when you go in, when somebody calls us for come and look, I need something fixed, you know, a broken toilet or something, and we go in and you take a look, we do a full assessment, not of just the person, but of the home and the environment, what we come out with is we could provide 10 more services.
And Paul, if you could hold that thought, we have about 20 seconds left for this segment. So we'll be back right here celebrating 7 years of Project Independence in You with a wonderful panel of guests and hosts and members. We'll be right back.